This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North. I'm here to help you get your day started right. And the right way to start your day is to start it with God. Time with God. Time is one of our most precious possessions these days, isn't it? We are so busy, so maxed out, flat out, that it's difficult to take time with God. But don't forget that you always have time for what you do first. And if you put God first in your day, you'll find he's not squeezed out. And when God takes first place, then all of life falls into place. Learn to take time with God each day. We're talking about God's grace in our lives this week. And today we come to Colossians chapter 3. Starting in verse 1, it says, "If then you have been raised up with Christ," that is, if you have found God's forgiveness because of what Jesus did for you at the cross, and you've been made a child of God, and you've received new life, spiritual life from God, if you've been raised up in that way with Christ, then keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. That is, if you let those things dominate your life, it's like you're worshiping them. It's like they're idols. You should just be worshiping God. For it is on account of these things that the wrath of God will come. And in them, in those things, you also once walked when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Don't lie to one another, since you laid aside the old life with its evil practices, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and freeman, but Christ is all and in all. And so, as those who have been chosen by God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. What a contrast to the earlier list of things that distract us from God. He goes on, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive. And beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Well, if you've been raised with Christ, if you have been born again, if you have found God's forgiveness, if you have been given spiritual life, then seek the things above. Pursue the things of God. Don't keep your life focused on yourself and on your physical pleasures and all the things that your life was focused on, but rather allow God to develop in you his character, love, peace, patience. These things, you can't produce them on your own, but only as you build your life around God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.